In terms of the order of our davening, so we now have a series of Birkas HaShevach. And the reason why, says the Levush, that we have these Birkas HaShevach immediately after Asher Yatzal and the Kain Neshama, is because this is all talking about Yetzirah. The Bach of Asher Yatzal is talking about the Yetzirah, the creation of the body. El Kain Neshama is talking about the Yetzirah of the Neshama, that spiritual part of ourselves. And therefore, we start to talk about Asher Nasan Sech Vivina. That's talking about the creation of the Tarnigol, either of the cockerel or of our intellect. And therefore, we're talking about Yetzirah the whole time. And we start to talk about more detailed forms of Yetzirah, of who we are and what we're meant to do in life. So when we say the bracha of Shalai Asani Goy, Shalai Asani Nachri, whatever your nesach is, that means we're praising HaKadosh Baruch Hu every single day for the fact that we were born Jewish. If a person's converted, the fact that they actually made that choice. Now, presumably, you'd think to yourself, the fact that we're born Jewish, that's a one-time thing. It happened on the day of my birth. I was born a Jew. Why am I thanking Hashem for something that happened however many years ago? The cockerel crowing, that's every day. Many of the other Birkas HaShachar, thanking Hashem for our clothes or for our shoes, that's every day. The fact that we're born Jewish, that happened once. So therefore, what it must mean is that we need to feel every single day the huge chesed that HaKadosh Baruch Hu did for creating us as members of the most incredible nation on earth. But a nation that is so small and tiny, what are the odds of you being born Jewish? What are we already? 0.135% of the world's population? Less than the margin of error in the Chinese census. Statistically speaking, rounded to the closest percentage point, the Jewish people do not exist. Perhaps it's like the neshama in the body. Kalis are meant to be the neshama of the world. And just like the neshama takes up no space in the body, Klal Yisrael take up no space in the world. So realizing that the odds of us being born Jewish are so small, we are so privileged and we're so blessed. In fact, Chafetz Chaim said, on the bracha of Shalai Asani Goy, it's not just talking about my yichus. It's not just talking about my genealogy. It's actually talking about my personality. A non-Jew is not someone that is just born non-Jewish. But it's actually someone who's living a non-Jewish lifestyle, that has non-Jewish values, non-Jewish desires. Or perhaps as Rav Shimshon Farhash would call it un-Jewish. And therefore we're thanking HaKadosh Baruch Hu. The inside, our hopes, dreams, desires, aspirations, lifestyles are Jewish. That our value system is Jewish. That there are no non-Jewish elements permeating what we believe to be right and wrong. That our ethics and our morals come from the Torah Kedosha. That my personality is a Jewish personality. That I look like a Jew, that I feel like a Jew, that I walk like a Jew. That I conduct myself in all aspects of life like a Jew.